Maddie, and I'm gonna tell you my story of freedom. For years, I have struggled with depression and anxiety, and it was to the point where when I was younger, I was put on medication to help calm it down. And eventually, a few years later, I decided that I no longer wanted my life to be controlled by the medication, so I gave that to the Lord and told him that I didn't want that burden anymore. So from the time I was in high school, I no longer needed medication, and I was living a happy life, or so I thought. And I never fully gave it to the Lord. So when I started my freshman year at IU, my life turned into like a downward spiral, I guess, right from when I got there. I had severe depression and severe anxiety from fear. And because of that, I also struggled with insomnia, and I was never able to sleep. And the depression was so bad that I was sobbing just every day, and it would hit me out of nowhere. I would be walking to class or in class or just in my dorm, and I would start sobbing. And it got to the point where I would have anxiety attacks, to where it felt like I was having a heart attack. My chest would tighten up and I would lose feeling in my limbs and I couldn't breathe. And from the stress of all of that, my hair started falling out, and I was getting sick every day, and I was losing weight uncontrollably. And it was awful. And it was to the point, after a few months, I started feeling just worthless, and that just that I didn't have a purpose in life. And so I started having thoughts of suicide daily for about 2 months, and thankfully I never acted on it. It was just constantly in my mind. And I brought that up to my parents and to my campus pastors at Chi Alpha Christian Fellowship. And I had them pray for me, and my parents contacted friends and family because they didn't know what to do, just to have them lift me up in prayer. And I was just getting worse and worse, and Pastor Wayne told me about a church in Bloomington called Genesis Church, and they offer healing rooms there. And I went there one night, and I wasn't really expecting much to happen. I was just kind of desperate at this point. And I went there, and they told me straight up front that once we're finished, that I'll not ever need to go back, because I will be freed and my bondage will just be broken from that point on. And I was back there for about 2 hours, praying off depression, anxiety, perfectionism, low self-esteem, fear, and various generational and family curses. And immediately after, it just felt like a huge weight was lifted off of me, and just a huge relief and peace came over me. And like the next morning, I was a completely different person. I had made an immediate 180 degree turn, and I had this overwhelming sense of peace and joy and comfort that I've never experienced before. And just from that point on, a verse that has been kind of my life motto, or just reminded me to not, that my life is no longer that, is Romans 8:6, and it says, "A mind governed by the flesh is death, and a mind governed by the spirit is life and peace." And I hold that as just a constant reminder of my freedom. And now that I have been freed from all that was holding me captive and bound, I have wanted to share the peace and love and joy that I have experienced. And so last year, And also this coming school year, I am a leader for Chi Alpha Christian Fellowship, and I work with freshman girls, and I've been able to be used by God just to reach the lives of so many girls with my testimony, and it's incredible. And one girl was saved, and I was able to baptize one of my best friends. It was amazing. God also blessed me with the amazing opportunity to go on a missions trip to Derry, Northern Ireland last summer, and I am currently on my second one right now, and I look forward to continue serving the Lord and just serving the Lord and seeing the adventure that my life takes in His will.
Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Wow, what a powerful testimony of God's faithfulness and His goodness and what He'll do for you. Amen. He doesn't love Maddie more than He loves you. What He did for her, He'll do for you. Amen. Some exciting news. The very same ministry and the same folks that walked with Maddie through her healing, through her restoration, are going to be here with us at Grace July 25th through the 26th. We're calling it Freedom Weekend. In fact, you can look in your bulletin. There's all kinds of details there about what's going to be happening that weekend. Pastor Dave Woodcock's going to be with us, the pastor of Genesis Church there in Bloomington, Indiana, and his ministry team. Friday night, we're going to have a powerful service right here in the worship center. It's going to be a great, great time together. But then on Saturday, there is going to be breakout sessions. There's going to be times for personal interaction and healing rooms, just like what Maddie talked about that helped her in her situation. And so we're excited about Weekend of Freedom, July 25th through the 26th. Now, what that means is you need to be here. It's about 10 people. By the time the service is over, we're believing that everybody here today is going to mark it on their calendar, going to be ready for Weekend of Freedom, July 25th through the 26th. So be sure, get ready. God's going to do good things. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hey, Pastor started several weeks ago now this series called Free. God has been doing great things at Grace, people being set free, delivered, healed, restored, awesome things going on. And so we're excited about that. Today, we continue that series with part number 5. You have the message notes there in your hand, and so you can look at the scriptures together. And one of the things that he identified right up front that very first week is that we're in a struggle. We're in a battle. There's a conflict going on even within us as human beings, and especially as those trying to live out freedom. It's described there in Romans chapter 7, verses 15 through 19. The Apostle Paul really makes it plain for us. Look at the scripture together. He says, "I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do. But what I hate, yep, that I do. And if I do what I do not want to do, I agree that the law is good. As it is no longer I myself who do it, but it's sin that's living in me. For I know that good itself does not dwell in me, that is, in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, that's what I keep on doing." So we see this conflict, we see this tug of war going on inside of us. And one of the specific struggles that we face in our pursuit of freedom is that of forgiveness. We sang about it today, we've talked about it the last few weeks. But Jesus addresses it specifically with his disciples in the Gospel of Luke. And so I want us to look at that scripture as well. Look at it in your notes. Jesus said to his disciples, "Things that cause people to stumble are bound to come. But woe to anyone through whom they come. It would be better for them to be thrown into the sea with a millstone tied around their neck that can cause one of these little ones to stumble. So watch yourselves. If your brother or sister sins against you, rebuke them, and if they repent, forgive them. If they then sin against you 7 times in a day and 7 times come back to you saying, 'I repent,' you must forgive them." I want you to say this with me. You must forgive them. You said it, not me. We must forgive them. That's what the command of Jesus Christ is. In his book, The Bait of Satan, John Bevere addresses this issue very specifically. And right out of the gate, first sentence of the first chapter, listen to what John says. I have been able to observe one of the enemy's most deadly and deceptive traps. It imprisons countless Christians, severs relationships, and widens the existing breaches between us. It is the trap of offense. So today, in the last several days, as pastor has given me this assignment to talk about forgiveness today, I'll be honest, what I have done with the help of the scriptures, the Holy Spirit, and reading through various resources that you can read too, they're all listed at the back of your outline there. But you know what? I have laid my crosshairs right on this issue of unforgiveness. And so with your help today, we're gonna take care of business. We're gonna lay hold of forgiveness and we're gonna assassinate unforgiveness. Are you with me? So here we go, let's get to it. The big idea today is that forgiveness is the key to experiencing the life of freedom for which Jesus set us free. Did you get it? Forgiveness is the key to experiencing the life of freedom for which Jesus set us free. That's the big idea. That's where we're headed. Everything we talk about is going to be focused right around this idea of experiencing freedom. Are you with me? So let's hit it. Number one, the first thing that you need to know about forgiveness is that it's a choice. I said forgiveness is a choice. We're keeping it simple today. Actually, it is very simple, but you know, duh, right? But honestly, I think if we really look at this passage in Luke, what you'll find is that Jesus is trying to tell us in Luke that our thought processes are keeping us from understanding or recognizing the obvious. Forgiveness is a choice. It's a decision that we have to make. Look at it again there. It's in your outline, Luke 17. The first thing that Jesus said to his disciples is that things that cause people to stumble are bound to come. What's Jesus saying? He says, it's impossible for you to not be offended. In fact, one translation of that scripture says, it is impossible for you to not be offended. It's gonna happen. It's unavoidable. It's going to come to your house. You're going to get upset by somebody or something. So we don't get to decide if someone or something's going to cause us pain or hurt. It's going to happen. That decision is already taken care of. It's already been established. You can count on it. You will experience offense. Come on, shout now, right? Aren't you excited? I can tell. But look what Jesus says about it when he's going through this scripture. He says two more things about these offenses. Number one, or the second thing there in the scripture that you see highlighted there, he says, watch yourselves. Watch yourselves. It's so interesting to me, and you ought to notice it too. He doesn't say, watch out for mean people. Watch out for that Sister Sour sitting next to you. Right? He doesn't say, watch out for Brother Bucket Mouth. He's going to come to you. Right? Jesus says, watch out for you. Watch out for you, Jesus says. Watch out for yourselves. Watch out for your own attitude. So listen to me. Forgiveness is not controlled by the actions of others, but by you alone. The third thing that he talks about here, we already read it together. We said it out loud together. Jesus says, you must forgive. The decision or choice is yours and how you handle it or what you do with it, because like we said before, it's coming. So I think the lesson here then is the difference between a picnic and a war. We think following Jesus in forgiveness is a picnic. And that has been our thought processes. So we are passive in dealing with our offenses. We tolerate the offense. We tolerate dealing with our resentments and our bitterness. We live with them and we habitate with them and we're okay with it. But the reality is the forgiveness Jesus speaks of is crazy forgiveness. It's crazy forgiveness because it's a battle. It's a war. It's a fight, my friend. And it's not a fight with bucket mouth or sour. It's a fight with yourself, with the enemy and the flesh that wants to rise up within you and hang on and justify your unforgiveness. But why is it so important this morning to choose to forgive? First of all, forgiving reveals humility. And the Bible says that God shows grace towards the humble, but he resists the proud. Friends, we need the grace of God in our lives. We need the grace of God activated in us. Forgiving reveals humility. Forgiving honors God. The Apostle Paul in Acts 24, 16 says, I strive always to keep my conscience clear before God and man. When we forgive, we honor God. Forgiving proves trust in God to avenge our wrongdoings. So what we do is we're releasing any vengeance on our part. Listen closely. It is righteous for God to avenge his servants. And the Bible promises, and God promises, that he will. He'll avenge. He'll make sure justice happens. But it is unrighteous for his servants to avenge themselves. It is unrighteous for his servants to avenge themselves. When we take it upon ourselves to pay someone back to any degree at all for their wrongdoing, whether it's against us or someone else, we sin. Forgiveness is our expression of love for Jesus. I'm telling you why it's important to forgive. Forgiveness is an expression of our love for Jesus Christ. Crazy forgiveness says, I release you. Crazy forgiveness says, I won't try and justify my resentment toward you. I won't excuse myself mistreating you because in my mind you deserve it. I choose to forgive because I love Jesus. And he's told me I must forgive. And to express my love to him, I forgive. Forgiveness is a choice, and we all have to make it. Number two, forgiveness is the friend of freedom. I love this one. I've been waiting to get here all morning. Forgiveness is the friend of freedom. When you go to the doctor, how does he or she determine what the problem is? Here's what he does, or she. They search for friends of specific diseases. They don't look for the disease, they look for the disease's friends. And when they know the friends are there, guess who else is there? Are you with me? I remember growing up as a kid out in Oklahoma, and going out in the country during the summers, we would play. I would roll around in the grass, come home, have nothing but chiggers. You know what I'm talking about? I would play in the poison ivy. I'd get in poison ivy. Watch out over there, Timmy. Timmy. That's what they called me when I was a boy. I'm Tim now. Right, brother? You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's right. I would play in the poison ivy. Nothing. Go home without a rash. No issues. But something happened when I got into my 30s. Late spring, early summer. Man, my eyes started getting puffy, all red, even swollen, hardly could see out of him. You know what I'm talking about? Water running down my face, even though I wasn't sad. Sinus drainage running, what I'm talking about, sore throat, can't hardly breathe. All the symptoms of allergies. So I go to the doctor, tell him everything that's going on. I give him the list of my symptoms, and he asked me, now, Tim, have you ever had allergies? I said, no allergies. I'm not allergic to anything. No allergies. And he looked at me, and he said, now, Tim, you can say you don't have allergies all day long, every day. But let me explain something to you. All of allergies' friends are hanging out at your house. So let me tell you who else is there. You got allergies. Are you with me? Now, I want us to talk here and listen to me quickly. It's important for us to identify here then some of unforgiveness as friends. Now, I know, please, as we go through this list, don't try to act like Tim at the doctor's office when the doctor's telling him he's got allergies. No, not me. If the friends are there, unforgiveness is there. And I want to challenge you today to be bold. Acknowledge that there's unforgiveness there. And then at the end of this message, we're going to take care of it together. Amen? Amen. Freedom Weekend, we're going to take care of it together. But you need to acknowledge it today. And I'll be honest, just like me in that doctor's office, friend, the enemy and your flesh is going to rise up and make all kind of excuses. They were wrong. They did it. But I was right. Jesus doesn't care. He says you must forgive. Let's hit it real quick. These are the friends of unforgiveness. Number one, a compulsion to always tell your side of the story and defend yourself. But I was right. Jesus doesn't care. But they were wrong. Jesus doesn't care. He says you must forgive. And I'm so grateful. I'm going to take time to share this, even though someone, I am so grateful that when I need to defend myself, I don't have to. The psalmist in the Psalms tells me God is my defender. He's my rock of refuge. Listen to me. He's my rock of refuge, my rock of salvation, and my refuge of defense. He defends me. So if you have to defend yourself, you're wrong. It's unrighteous. It's sin. A compulsion to always tell your side of the story and to defend yourself. Number two, a tendency towards thoughts of suspicion and distrust. False feelings of everyone being out to get you and that they have positioned themselves against you somehow. Some of these are in scripture. Some of them got out of some of the resources that I read. Some of them I got from just talking to a whole lot of people, including myself, who needed forgiveness. How about this one? Number three, a constant rehearsing of past hurts. It's a friend of unforgiveness. Suffer from an emotional paralysis. That is, our emotions paralyze us. And even to the point of losing hope for the future because what someone said or did to you in the past. Symptoms of unforgiveness, a lack of zeal in worship and response to the word of God due to the loss of appetite for spiritual food. What once got you excited about Jesus just doesn't get you going anymore. We suffer from spiritual exhaustion due to carrying the weight of the burden of unforgiveness. We respond to life circumstances with a victim mentality. Woe is me. I don't deserve this. If the friends of unforgiveness are present in your life, don't resist. Just acknowledge them. Acknowledge that unforgiveness is there. And again, follow the instructions at the close of the message today. Amen. On the flip side, though, there are also, and as we pointed out here, in the same way, forgiveness is a friend to freedom. It's a symptom of being free. Now, it's impossible to know freedom without first choosing forgiveness. So they are intricately connected. And I think it's important for us to truly understand freedom so that we're able to recognize how the two are tied together, okay? Are you following me? Still with me? You gotta love me, friend. And I love you too, because Jesus loved me first. You put it in there and so I'm gonna love you like I'm supposed to, right? We got to understand freedom and the connection that is here between forgiveness and freedom. So freedom is the condition of being free. Think about that for a second. Freedom is the condition of being free. When we experience being free, we have freedom. Freedom is the experience of being free. You got it? You don't got it. Let me explain it this way. I thought of this last night. This is so good. If free is chocolate cake, you got it in your mind? Free is a big chunk of chocolate cake. You with me? Freedom is eating it. So free is chocolate cake, freedom is eating that chocolate cake. It's the experience that we have of being free. That's what freedom is. Are you following me? You're getting it. So that's why Galatians chapter 5 verse 1 says this. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. He gives us the cake. He says, and I want you to eat it too. He gives us this experience so we are able to be free and we get to enjoy and experience freedom. That's what freedom is. So I want you to put on your thinking cap here, engage your intellect for a second, and think about the messages that Pastor has shared and others from this pulpit the last few weeks. And I want you to try to connect all the dots, okay? Remember part one, what happened at the cross? So Jesus provided, he did what it took, he did went through the process of making sure that freedom was available to us. Are you with me? That's what happened at the cross. Part two, remember when Tyrese was with us? Who am I really? So because of the cross, this is who I am. As I embrace the cross, this is my identity. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Behold, all the things pass away and all things become new, right? So there's that connection there between part one and part two. Part three, the power of spiritual alignment. How do I walk in that? How do I live it out? How do I experience the freedom? By making sure that my spirit man rules the rest of my existence, the thinking and the acting out, the alignment, so to speak, of all three parts of our being. So the power of spiritual alignment. And then part four, last Sunday, playgrounds, playthings, and playmates. Being able to identify those places out in front of us and being able to evaluate, hey, I've got to pay attention to these areas of my life to make sure that I stay free. So I'm free to live dependent on the guidance of the Holy Spirit. How does that freedom show up in my life? Or what are the friends of freedom? Well, it's listed right there in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. It's the fruit of the Spirit, right? If the Holy Spirit's there, then these things are going to be there. Love, joy, peace, patience, which can obviously be identified as forgiveness. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. How many of you need some of that? Yeah, me too. Guess what? When that stuff's in your life, freedom is in your life. Forgiveness is in your life. How can we know that you're walking in forgiveness? These things are in your life. How can we know that you're living free? Because these things are evident in your life. These are freedom's friends. Forgiveness is a friend of freedom. Number three, to get forgiveness, you must give it. To get forgiveness, you must give it. Now, this is really important, so please listen closely. Our capacity to receive forgiveness is based entirely on our ability to forgive. Three times in the Gospels, Jesus tells us this truth. In Matthew 6, 14 and 15, listen to what he says. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Uh-oh. Well, what's the backside of that? I'm glad you asked. Verse 15 tells you. But if you don't forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. Luke 6, 37, Jesus says, forgive and you will be forgiven. In the Lord's Prayer, as he's teaching his disciples how to pray in Matthew 6, in verse 12, you know it well, he says, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. So what gives us the license to ask Jesus for forgiveness? Giving forgiveness. That's what gives us ground to stand on when we come before the Lord to ask him to forgive us. You know what gives us steady ground to stand on? Forgiving other people. When you have forgiven, you can receive forgiveness. You must get forgiveness if you're gonna give it. It's the only way that it can happen. I wonder how many followers of Christ would want God to forgive them in the same way that they have forgiven those who have offended them. Yet this is exactly the way in which they will be forgiven, the Bible says. And again, because we tolerate unforgiveness, to be honest, it's rampant in the lives of many Christians and in the church. We struggle to take the words of Jesus Christ here seriously. But please listen. The circumstances do not change the truth. The way we forgive, the way we release others from the wrongs that they do against us, the way that we restore another person is in fact the way that we will be restored and forgiven and released. To get forgiveness, the Bible is clear. You must give it. It's the only way to get it. The Bible clearly teaches us that when we come before the Lord in forgiveness, we must first go and make restitution to those that we were holding in offense. But then once forgiveness is gained, then we can go and receive forgiveness ourselves. To get it, you gotta give it. Amen? Today, when I came out onto the platform, and you may have noticed today that I've been preaching with this small little pack on my back. Actually, it's causing me to really sweat. Maybe you've noticed that as well. I remember when I was sharing this idea with someone that I might do this, they were a little concerned that I would be able to do this and capable of it. You know what I mean? And maybe even today when I came out here, you wondered, is he going to be okay? I have a question for you on behalf of God. Why do you wear a pack like this every day? Why do you carry this load and try to live life every day? Why would you want to try to eke through an existence while carrying the burden and the weight of unforgiveness? I'll be honest with you, I'm ready to unload this thing. But today there are people sitting in this room. Please, please, please don't leave this room carrying the heavy burden and the weight of unforgiveness. We're about to open the opportunity for you to get rid of it, for you to release it, for you to simply obey Jesus and give it to him. And the Bible says he will take that care from you because he cares for you. We can cast that care upon him. We can cast that weight upon him because he cares for us. So you ready? I am ready. I believe with all my heart that today the Lord wants to lift that load up off of your shoulders where you don't have to carry it anymore. He wants to release you from a heavy weight that some of you have been carrying for an awful long time. But today's the day. I said today's the day. Now is the moment. Today is your opportunity to get rid of the heaviness of unforgiveness. And as we unpack the backpack, and quickly, I'm just going to go through some possible things that I've struggled with, others have struggled with, and we might get to one that you're carrying today. It may be one that's not even on here at all. But listen to me. As the Holy Spirit speaks to your heart, please, please, please don't resist. If the friends of unforgiveness are there, friend, unforgiveness is there. Maybe it was your parents. You know, maybe today you are carrying unforgiveness from parents, maybe that you felt like left things undone that they should have done. Or maybe you're carrying the offense from parents today because of things you think they should have done that they didn't do. Or things that they did that they shouldn't have done. But you're sitting here today blaming all your troubles on your parents. Jesus says, watch out for yourself. Jesus says, you must forgive them. How about your boss or coworker? Maybe even one that you're working for now, maybe 1 year ago, and you're still carrying that resentment. Friend, today I'm asking you to unload it at the altar. To let Jesus to forgive you. Some of you, there's turmoil in your house, and it's because of unforgiveness towards a son or a daughter. I'm asking you today to unload the bitterness and to forgive. But Pastor Tim, I'm right. Jesus says, watch out for yourself because you must forgive. Maybe it's just a family member, an uncle, an aunt or an uncle, I'll get it out, a brother or a sister, a cousin. Whatever the situation, whatever it is, friend, whatever weight that you're carrying, I want to encourage you today to unload it and leave it at the altar. Today, there are people sitting in this room, and it might be a church leader or a pastor, and you've been carrying that resentment. You've been carrying the weight of unforgiveness, and today, God says, come to me, and I will give you forgiveness if you'll just ask. He says, friend, that if we'll just confess it, if we'll just ask forgiveness, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Today, the Lord has forgiveness to give. Will you let go of your unforgiveness? When will you forgive that church leader? But Pastor Tim, I was right. Jesus doesn't care. He's after your forgiveness, friend. Maybe it was even a pastor. Today, you need to unload the bitterness. Maybe it was a friend from a long time ago, and they hurt you so bad that you still feel the pain sitting in this room today. Friend, I'm asking you to get rid of it, to take off that pack, to take off that weight, and to leave it at the altar today. The last couple, I'm hoping we'll just catch them all, really. Somebody said something that hurt you real bad. And you have played their words over and over and over and over in your mind. And you've justified why you can't forgive them. You've justified why you're paralyzed, why you can't do this and why you can't do that and why you failed at this and why you failed at that. Friend, Jesus just says, forgive them. And I, in turn, will forgive you. Today, some of you need to let go of some things that people have said to you, and you've allowed those words to define who you are no more, not after today. July 13th is the last day. Today, you're getting forgiveness from words that have been spoken over you. Don't let them define you. And lastly, actions. Somebody did something, and it ticked you off, and it left a deep scar in your heart. But today, friend, you need to unload that heavy pack. Today, you need to let go of the heaviness of that thing that's held on to you. Whatever they did, friend, it's not worth it. It's not worth the weight that you're carrying. Whatever they did against you, it's not worth hanging on to. You need to let go of it today. You need to let go of it at the altar. Are you with me? Will you stand with me all across this place this morning? Pastor Tim's going to lead us in this course, and as he does, here's what I want you to do. If you're here today and any of these friends of unforgiveness are evident in your life, then today's the day to forgive them. I said, today's the day to forgive them. Did you hear me? Today's the day. This moment. It's a defining moment. Right now, this time, friend, God's going to set you free if you'll just confess it. He says that he will honor you with your forgiveness, and he'll give you forgiveness back. Are you with me? I need us to pray real fast. Bow your head, close your eyes. Lord, right now, there's a confrontation going on in the spirit realm. There are people, Lord God, that are here in this room that simply need to acknowledge that there are things that they've held on to, Lord, and today's the day to let it go. Holy Spirit, move across this room. Let the blinders fall from our eyes. Let the scales fall from our eyes. Lord, let freedom ring in the house of God today. Let forgiveness come to those, Lord, that are weary and tired and spiritually exhausted from carrying this weight. Today's the day of freedom. Now's the time for forgiveness. I'm going to release them. It's not worth it anymore. It's not worth hanging on to it anymore. Some of you, years ago, you went through a divorce and you're still holding bitterness between that ex-spouse. I'm asking you and I'm telling you today, if you'll let it go, God will bring freedom to your house. God will bring freedom to your life. If you'll forgive him, if you'll forgive her, the Lord's gonna flood your soul and forgive you today. And your life will never be the same. Some of you, it's teenagers, it's parents, some authority, maybe it was a teacher a long time ago, and you've held on to that thing. It's time to let it go, friend. It's time to let it go. Today's your day. Today's a turning moment. It's a defining moment. You'll never be the same. Let freedom be in the house of God. Let there be liberty here today to respond to the word of God. If you're here today, you have unforgiveness in your heart. Today's the day to get rid of it. I want you to come from the back row of the stadium seating to the front row down here on the main floor. Friends, as Pastor Tim begins to sing, I want you to begin to move from your seat, move to the front. We're coming to get forgiveness today. We're coming to get freedom in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, you come.
Show me how.
I'm waiting on you, sir. Holy Spirit's talking to you, young man. Step out right now. It's your day. It's your day. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing right now, God, for the power of your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing right now with the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I was just reminded there may be people in this room and you need forgiveness right now because God has disappointed you. In fact, you need to get forgiveness today because you have held an offense against God. Friend, God loves you. He cares about you. He's for you and not against you. Don't hang on to that offense against God. Come, ask him to forgive you. Ask him to set you free. Come on, any place in this room, we're waiting on you a few more seconds. Just a few more seconds. Come on, the grace of God is reaching out to you. Come.
Jesus, speak to hearts right now, God, in the name of Jesus.
I'm going to invite friends, loved ones, pastors to come, begin to pray for these that are here, and then we're going to pray a prayer together. Come on. Come on. Your son, daughter, husband, wife, friend is up here. Come and pray for them. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let liberty be in the house of God. Lord, set people free today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, for our Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God.
No more weights on my back.
Oh, Jesus.
I release it, 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 I release it.
Jesus, have your way, oh God. Holy Spirit, come. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, all across this room, I want you to pray this prayer with me. It's a simple prayer of crazy forgiveness. And then you can continue to seek God and go after him for the forgiveness that he's providing today. But I want you to pray this prayer with me right out loud. I want you to say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Come on, everybody in the room with forgiveness, with sincerity of heart. Father, in the name of Jesus. I acknowledge that I've sinned against you by not forgiving those who have offended me. Today, with your help, I choose to forgive. I forgive and release the heaviness of my unforgiveness. I now declare that no word or deed against me can control me. I am free by the blood of Jesus. I am free by the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony. I forgive and I am free. I forgive and I am free. In the name of Jesus, Amen and amen. Come on, lift up a praise to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for forgiving me. Every word spoken in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. To share with you just a few more things, because today's just the beginning, my friend. If you're praying, keep seeking God. But can I tell you, today is just the beginning. I want you to take that, those sermon notes that are with you, and at the end there's some action points. The first one there, personally respond to the word of God today and choose to forgive. Many of you have done that, and I want to thank you for that. Thank you for being bold. I appreciate it so much, and God does too. And the Bible says he's going to honor you now, and he's going to forgive you. But the second thing that you need to do is you need to commit to attend all the free series events, including the Freedom Weekend that's coming up. You need to make sure that you're there at the rest of them. Also, you need to attend this Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, the series 10 Dumb Things Smart Christians Believe. This Wednesday is going to be on the subject, forgiving means forgetting. You need to be here. You need to be here. To follow up, again, setting your life in alignment. The teaching of the scripture is gonna help you to do that. So be sure and be here this Wednesday at 7, right here in the worship center. Forgiving means forgetting. I wanna challenge you also to pray and to fast for at least one 24-hour period. Join Pastor Wayne for the times of prayer and freedom at all the Passionate Core meetings on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock in Connection Central. Also every Tuesday morning at 6:30 in Connection Central. I want to challenge you to if you need to connect with Celebrate Recovery, sometimes unforgiveness, some of its friends are addictions. And so you need to connect with Celebrate Recovery in the table out there in the hub today before you leave and get connected with them and their ministry. Maybe some of you, you've experienced this forgiveness and now you need to be a part of the Celebrate Recovery team and be a part of helping others that are with addiction. Finally, I want to challenge you to be here next Sunday at 10 a.m. for part 6 of the free series, Watching Herod's Daughter. It's going to be a powerful, powerful message. Again, a time of confronting this area. Friend, Jesus set us free so that we could have freedom. I want to challenge you to walk in it. Amen. If you're at the altar, please feel free to stay. God's moving, touching hearts. I want to challenge you, though, today's not the end. It's just the beginning of this movement, this process of forgiveness. Amen. You hang on to it. God's hanging on to you, and he's going to carry you through to the other side. Amen. God bless you, Grace. Thanks for being here today. Have a great Sunday.